You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Fridays at 11 a.m. Don't miss it.
You've got it. All right, you are go. You've got it.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth. 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 You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
All right, you just heard Born Leader by Coach Party. Before that, we had High Roller by the Crystal Method. Okay, today we're going to do a little bit of Pop Hits Edition show the first Friday of each month. So we're going to do the Pop Hits Edition during the second half hour of the show. And it's going to be another Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics featuring original performances that were broadcast live on his show. And for the first half hour, we're going to do some new tracks that I got in. Plus, we're going to do some classic hits along with them. So sit back, relax, grab a coffee, or get up, do something around the house, work out to it, whatever you want to do. But whatever you do, don't touch that dial. Keep it locked right here at WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Let's do it. That was the Beatles' Savoy Truffle from the White Album. Here's something new I got in from Australia. It's a band called Tommy Gunn, and the track is called Operator Please.
Oh,
That was Operator Please by Tommy Gunn, and they're from Australia. Here's something from Daytona Beach, Florida. Band name is called Lights That Blink. Track name is called Daytona Mama. That was Daytona Mama by Lights That Blink, and they're out of Daytona Beach, Florida. Okay, here's something from the brand new Hummingbird Syndicate album, and it's called Poptimistic. Not optimistic, it's Poptimistic with a P in the front. Clever title, I must admit. Track name is called Maybe. It's a little bit different than their last album. This is a little bit of both. You get some heavier rock in there with a touch of raunchy guitar that jumps out at you once in a while, which I like. And the drums are definitely more prominent in more tracks, I noticed. And you get some mellow in there. And they're on the lighter side of Ultimate Rock Radio. Yes, we do have a lighter side. Anyway, it's a catchy tune. It's one of their heavier tracks. So check it out.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
The WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to WMFO.org. That's WMFO.org. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwen from No Doubt, speaking for Rad. You think you can drive properly after you've had a few drinks? I don't think so. give up the keys, choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Gary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
Hi, this is Greg Allman, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Okay, here's something from Terry Draper's new album called Life is Strange, and the name of the track is Starting All Over. Catchy tune, check it out.
Thank you.
All right, that was Starting All Over from Terry Draper from his new album, Life is Strange. Okay, it's time now for Ultimate Rock Radio's Pop Hits Edition, where we play anything from the 60s and up. Today, we're going with Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, the top hits of 1970. Original performances from the show. Now don't touch that dial. Keep it locked right here at WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Let's do it.
Coming up on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, the top hits of 1970, the beginning of a new musical era.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
B.J. Thomas, a number one
just
hit from
like
a box office smash.
Oh, darling, I was blind to let you go.
The Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson.
But all I do is cry.
The Fifth Dimension and the Wedding Bell Blues.
Someday we'll be together, oh yeah.
Motown's Finest. This is the last time they would ever appear on TV as the Supremes.
Sharing horizons that are new to us.
The Carpenters, winners of the Grammy Award for Best New Artist of 1970. Coming up, the beginning of a new era, the top hits of 1970 on Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics. A new decade and a new beginning. The nation was outraged when four students were killed by National Guardsmen at Kent State University. America was shocked by the breakup of the Beatles. And the world was mesmerized by Apollo 13's safe return from its near disastrous spaceflight. And Ed Sullivan? He continued to give us the very best acts in rock and roll.
Everybody in the country watched Ed Sullivan on a Sunday night.
I think the reason Ed Sullivan was so successful for so long was, bottom line, he was a sweetheart.
On January 25th, 1970, B.J. Thomas appeared on The Sullivan Show with Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, one of the top hits of 1970.
In the Paul Newman film, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, B.J. was chosen by Burt Bacharach and Hal David to sing this song. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. You saw it, so let's have a look.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, cause never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. But that
doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
A year before this Jackson 5 appearance, Motown founder Berry Gordy, in an attempt to capitalize on the boys' youthfulness, had distributed a press release claiming each of the brothers were 2 full years younger than their actual age. Now, when the Jackson 5 appeared on The Sullivan Show on May 10, 1970, age was of no consequence. They were still up past their bedtime and bringing down the house.
Was sometimes turning strangers into family, the Vietnam War was often turning family into strangers. Fathers were pitted against sons, and America's boys were sent to war. The anti-war film MASH was a major box office winner, and the debut of Monday Night Football gave every sports fan in America a reason to celebrate. The Fifth Dimension had reason to celebrate, too. Not only had their 1970 song, One Less Bell to Answer, sold over 1 million records, two of its band members, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr., celebrated their marriage to each other. And here they are on The Sullivan Show with their top hit of 1970, One Less Bell to Answer.
Here are the
Fifth Dimension.
One less bell to answer, one less egg to fry, one less man to pick up after. I should be happy, but all I do is cry. I should be happy. I only know that since he left my life so empty. Though I try to forget, it just can't be done. Each time the doorbell rings, I still run.
I
don't know.
Carpenter's glory years and wonderful success is made bittersweet with the sadness of Karen's untimely death. Their early years were filled with celebration. In 1970, they christened their career by winning the Grammy for Best New Artist. And here they are, starting off the new decade singing, "We've Only Just Begun."
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
The rising sun, we fly.
Just begun.
wonderful. Thank you all.
Diana Ross and the Supremes began the 70s with yet another hit. It would, however, be their final one. After this release, Diana Ross left the group to begin a solo career. Here they are, the greatest girl group of all time, on The Ed Sullivan Show, performing Someday We'll Be Together.
As you know, Diana Ross is continuing her career as a single star. And now, in their last television appearance together, here's Diana and the Supremes singing their current number one record, Someday We'll Be Together.
It's 1970 and the beginning of a new decade and a new legacy. Here's the Jackson 5 with their third number one hit of 1970.
But right now, here they are again singing The Love You Say from their new album, ABC.
Just
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and that's it for today's show. You just heard Ed Sullivan's Rock and Roll Classics, Top Hits of 1970. And we do this Ultimate Rock Radio Pop Hits Edition every first Friday of the month, where we play anything from the 60s and up and all classic hits. So I'm going to leave you with a couple of more tracks, maybe three, and I hope you'll like them. So be kind to each other and don't let anything get to you. And never give up on your dreams. So be well, be safe, and I'll catch you next Friday, 11 a.m. Have a good one. The band stole the tempo and the music.
Rock and Rollers, you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. Fridays at 11 a.m. Don't miss it.